A beautiful performance by the Steve Tressler Group to open up our Jazz Northwest for today. That was called Painted Trail, composed by tenor saxophonist Steve Tressler, and that comes from his album Center Song, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Don Clement piano. Chris Spencer was the guitarist, John Hamer on bass, and Steve Korn on drums. I love everything about that tune, the melody, the harmony, and texturally, the way the parts fit together. Beautifully done. Steve Tressler. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time with samples of the Northwest jazz scene and some suggestions about good places to catch some live jazz around here as well. Next up, we're going to be listening to pianist Jessica Williams from her solo album, which came out last year. This is a CD which came out on Origin. It's titled With Love. It was recorded over a period of time at Jessica's own studio on her favorite piano. And we'll hear Jessica at the piano playing But Beautiful. Thank you. That's a tune that was written by Duke Ellington for a seemingly unlikely meeting of the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Rosemary Clooney, but a highly successful one. I thought it was a very good album. That tune was the title tune from the album called Blue Rose, and it was played here by Dave Liebman on soprano sax and Portland-based guitarist John Stoll. That's from their album Together, Blue Rose, title tune. Jessica Williams was the pianist heard before that, and we heard Jessica in a tune from her new solo album, With Love, But Beautiful. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, some quick picks of live jazz coming up in the Seattle area. Earshot's presenting the second of three special concerts tonight at Cornish College of the Arts, Poncho Theater, saxophonist Ben Wendell's quartet with Taylor Eichste, Harish Raghavan, and Eric Harland. Cry and Roar is being celebrated this weekend, the celebration of the fifth anniversary of the Racer sessions at Cafe Racer, wrapping up tonight. Greta Matassa has as her special guest guitarist and singer Brian Nova tonight at Bakes Place in Bellevue. And Danny Kolke's trio is playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Monday night, New Zealand trombone player Roger Fox teams with Seattle trombonist David Marriott in a celebration of two of the greatest trombonists of all time, Frank Rossellino and Carl Fontana, Monday night at the Royal Room. Tuesday and Wednesday next week, Grace Kelly, Lynn Arielle, and Carla Cook are featured at Jazz Alley. Thursday, Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons will open and play through the weekend at the Alley. Swedish-born Elsa Nielsen leads her quartet at Tula's on Thursday night. Elsa Nielsen is a flutist, and she was born in Sweden. She attended Cornish College in Seattle. She now makes her home in Brooklyn, and she'll be appearing with some of her old compatriots, Don Clement, Chuck Dierdorf, and Jeff Bush at Tula's on Thursday night. Friday night, Michael Bisio and Joe McPhee will be teaming up to celebrate Brad's Swingside Cafe on Fremont in Seattle. It's closing next month. They've had live jazz and an eclectic Italian menu since 1990, some 24 years, with lots of small group jazz being presented along the way. That's Friday and Saturday. And a reunion on Friday night of Bruce Fares and friends, who played together quite a little bit in the 80s, but they're getting back together again for a reunion at Egan's Jam House. Bruce Fares on bass, joined by John Stoll on guitar, Jay Thomas, multi-instrumentalist, and John Bishop at the drums at Egan's on Friday night. For more information and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar, the earshot.org calendar, as well as seattlejazzscene.com. Speaking of two trombonists, Frank Rossellino and Carl Fontana, they played through the Pacific Northwest back in the 70s and stopped off at the Bayshore Inn in Vancouver, B.C., where this was presented. Carl Fontana and Frank Rossellino are the two trombonists, with Elmer Gill on piano, Torben Oxball on bass, and George Ursan on drums. Just Friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
most amazing trombone work you'll hear anywhere, anytime. That was Frank Rossellino and Carl Fontana, the two trombonists, recorded in Vancouver, B.C. in a performance in 1978 at the Bayside Room of the Bayshore Inn in Vancouver, with a Vancouver rhythm section, including former Seattle pianist Elmer Gill. Torben Oxbaugh was on bass, George Ersan on drums, and that performance has been issued on the Uptown record label, titled Trombone Heaven. Certainly was. And a couple of excellent trombonists are teaming up to play music of Frank Rossellino and Carl Fontana. They are Roger Fox from New Zealand and David Marriott Jr. from Seattle, who will be performing on Monday night at the Royal Room. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, some music from the Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter, as recorded by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert. This was recorded in a concert at the Kirkland Performance Center in March of 2008, and you probably heard this music earlier here on Jazz Northwest when we broadcast it at that time. This is the Kansas City Suite with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, featuring Randy Halberstadt at the piano here in the opening. You'll also hear the late Hadley Kalaman on tenor sax and Dan Marcus on trombone. This piece was named for Black Beauty contests, which were a Kansas City staple in the 20s and 30s. From Benny Carter's pen, this is Miss Missouri. Randy Halberstadt at the piano. Thank you.
Miss Missouri. Thank you.
traveling music in that set, perhaps. We just heard Tom Collier and Dan Dean together playing a tune called A Corona Haze, which might bring back memories of lying on a beach in Mexico for some people. Tom Collier playing all the mallet instruments heard in their Vibes marimba, as well as some keyboards. Dan Dean playing bass and ukulele. Ted Poor was the drummer. A Corona Haze, composed by Tom Collier, who's going to be doing another mallet head concert coming up on February 13th. He's going to be joined by Susan Pascal, one of his prize students at that time. And that will be at the University of Washington's Meany Hall in the Studio Theater on February 13th. Before Tom Collier and Dan Dean, we were listening to music from the Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter, as recorded live in concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. And solos there by Randy Halberstadt at the piano, the late Hadley Kellerman on tenor sax, and Dan Marcus on trombone in Miss Missouri from the Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter. This recording, concert recording that was heard previously on Jazz Northwest, has now been issued in CD form, and it's available through the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The SRJO's next concert will take place on February 21st and 22nd at Nordstrom Recital Hall on the 21st and Kirkland Performance Center on the 22nd. And the special guest at that time will be the clarinetist Annette Cohen. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few things coming up in the Portland Jazz Festival. It starts February 20th and it runs through March 1st. The first weekend, February 20th, Kurt Elling will open up Swinging Sinatra with the Art Abrams Swing Machine. That's on Friday the 20th. Also the same night, Vijay Iyer Trio is playing. Taylor Eichste plays solo on Saturday the 21st, double bill concert with Christian McBride Trio and Lou Donaldson Quartet, and also the Bill Charlap Trio playing on Saturday night. And then on Sunday the 22nd, Lee Konitz Quartet, as well as Nicholas Payton and Billy Childs co-billed for a concert. Others coming up, Ralph Bowen, Charnette Moffat, Jackie Ryan, Mark Carey, Julian Lage, and many, many others. For more information, see the website for the Portland Jazz Festival. We're going to conclude today with music from a group of Vancouver musicians, Vancouver, B.C., playing in New York City, joined by New York trombonist Steve Davis. Corey Weeds is on tenor sax with Tilden Webb at the piano, Ken Lister bass, Jesse Cahill on drums, taking it out with a bit of the blues by Tilden Webb. This is called Let's Go. Thank you. That's the title tune from an album by Corey Weed's group Playing at Smoke in New York City. Corey Weed's on tenor sax, Tilden Webb piano, Ken Lister bass, and Jesse Cahill on drums. We're joined by New York trombonist Steve Davis in that tune Let's Go by Tilden Webb. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today. And we'll be back again next week with our survey of the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next.